play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. The all-new Galesburg Toyota. The dealership everyone's talking about. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material, fabrication, or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. And by Yem Auto Group in Galesburg. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Please turn your attention to center court as our AD, Mr. Eric Matthews, escorts Coach Evan Massey out. Earlier today, Coach Massey recorded number 900 in the win category as the Silver Streaks girls basketball coach. Congratulations, Coach Massey. Hope we see another 900.
Public address announcer Jeff Lamb. And we'll keep it with him for tonight's starting lineups between the Silver Streaks.
Now let's meet the starting lineups.
And
first for the visiting Rockford Lutheran Crusaders. Number one, Eric Nystrom. Number 11, Brock Guzzi. Number 12, Kevin Rice. Number 23, Jack Harzalak. And number 25, Jameer Beats. The Crusaders are coached by Tom Guzzi. And now, the starting lineups for your Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 6-foot senior, number one, Nick Fields. A 6'3 senior, number 10, Keith Cunningham. A 6'2 senior, number 12, Justin Endoff. A 6-foot sophomore, number 23, Eric Price. And a 6'6 junior, number 35, Jalen McCants. Your Streaks are coached by Mike Reynolds.
Public address announcer Jeff Lamb with tonight's starting lineups. Very quickly, Steve Cheeseman, three keys to the game. What are you looking at tonight?
Close the deal, win the championship. Secondly, defend on the ball better. We're still giving up too many drives. Tonight they'll run more of a pattern offense, so we'll have to play team defense better. And most importantly, in my mind, clean up our execution. They're going to change defenses. We need to recognize, need to execute, need to clean up some of that stuff, not be as choppy. I know that's a difficult criticism, or not criticism, but challenge when you're averaging 80 points a game. But we're looking to be better against the kind of competition that's going to get us where we want to go.
Silver Streaks win the tip. And Nick Fields will walk it across midcourt. Streaks back in their home white uniforms tonight. Eric Price end off on the perimeter. Cunningham comes out for it in the right corner, right in front of the end of the Rockford bench. And Jalen McCants flashing back and forth between the lane. Right side three by Endoff. Hits!
And I like that.
Justin get off to a good start.
Get off to a good start here, and who knows, he may get on a roll. And they were in a 2-3 zone. Slow down the tempo a little bit. Justin, Coach Guzzi is very smart.
Justin hit two big threes in the win over Rockford Lutheran last year, a 4-point Silver Streaks victory. He was part of a second quarter run when he knocked down the two perimeter jumpers, and now a baseline shot and a hack on the arm by Endoff will be the first foul on the Silver Streaks. We want to extend our congratulations as well to Silver Streaks girls basketball coach Evan Massey in a game you heard earlier today here on WGIL, getting his 900th career coaching victory. And just what an incredible accomplishment, even to have coached that long, let alone to win 900 games on top of it.
There's not enough superlatives to describe the kind of basketball coach that Evan Massey's been in terms of how successful and all the things that he's accomplished.
Harezlak was at the free throw line after the foul by Endoff, and he knocks down both. And very quickly, Paul Jalbert into the game, 6-foot senior, for Rockford Lutheran, wearing the road black uniforms with the purple numbers. The Lutheran Crusaders. Jalen McCants on the baseline, feeds it along the baseline to Eric Price. It actually finds its way to Price. Misses a three-point jumper, though. Rebound on the run by Rice, and he pulls up at the free throw line and pulls it back out. Now on the perimeter, here is in the hands of Nystrom. Nystrom played in last year's game, drives down the right side, little flip up over the right-hand shoulder, and the shot rolls off. Rebound to Jalen McCants, coming off a career-high 12 rebounds last night. Runner in the lane, and the shot rolls off the rim. Rebound under the basket by Rice for the Crusaders. Silver Streaks attacking the basket early, just a 3-1 lead, a minute and a half into the game. On the outside, Rice to the left side, Nystrom. Now they swing it around to the right side, Jalbert into the game. Has it just off the right elbow. Back into the midcourt circle to Nystrom. Feeds it left side. A lot of perimeter passing. Now a three launched by Hrezlak off the mark. Rebound on the run. Price comes up with it and it gets fouled coming out of it on the run. Little man-to-man battle out at the top of the arc to come up with that rebound. Price controlled it and then a little reach-in foul by Rice to compound it. Fields will inbound down below us at the half-court line. Price gives it back to him, swinging around to the right side to end off. Now into the corner, McCants. Skip pass left side over to Price. Squares up for three and hits.
Again, good rhythm, good lift, good tempo. He stayed connected all the way. They've shown us the 2-3 the last three possessions, and after a made free throw, a 1-2-1-1 three-quarter court or press. They're going to give us all kinds of looks here.
Streaks have two perimeter jumpers for their 6 points here early, just under the six-minute mark. 6-1 is the Silver Streaks lead. Down the right side of the lane, Hrezlak gives it away. Now back it goes onto the left side to Rice. Pulling it up top, and Nystrom left his feet trying to dribble between two defenders. Didn't get the pass away in time, and that is the first Rockford Lutheran turnover on the travel call. 5:38 here in the early going, first quarter. Good crowd, not a packed house by any means, but Hall of Fame induction night always brings out a good crowd. Here's Endoff right corner, wide open three, rims in and out, rebound put back, Keith Cunningham. Tough luck for Justin, but Johnny on the spot, Cunningham with the offensive rebound put back. It's 8-1 Silver Streaks.
And that's critical to get to the offensive glass and get those second chance points. Good job by Keith.
Quick jumper left corner, rattles through for Hrezlak. And that's the first bucket of the game for Rockford Lutheran. Hrezlak got 13 for Rockford Lutheran last year. Here's a turnover by the Silver Streaks. Didn't handle it very well. Jameer Betts with the steal. Now Rice with the runner down the lane puts it up and in.
And we left the ball there. We covered up nicely, but we forgot to guard the ball, and he saw the opening and went right to the rim.
Little 5-0 run pulls the Crusaders within two at 8-6. 4:45 to go first quarter. McCants drives between two defenders, bounces it off the floor to Cunningham and gets fouled going up for the shot underneath the basket.
Fortunate that pass got through there. We were very lucky to get that pass through in that situation.
First foul on Beats to the free throw line, Cunningham. Keith on the season, 9 out of 14 at the line, 64%. First one up and in. He's got three on the game. Silver Streaks lead by three.
He's added a great deal to this ball club right off the bat with his interior defense, his scoring, his ability to rebound.
Knocks down both.
Now we're going to be in a 1-2-1-1 here.
Dribbling out of the trap, Nystrom gets it into the front court left side. Hrezlak steps into a three, a little bit long. Rebound chased down by Eric Price. Second long rebound for Eric. Into the front court, gives it away to Endoff on the right elbow. Feeds it down to the baseline, Cunningham. He'll shoot the 18-footer, short. Rebound to Rice, who's got three rebounds already for Rockford Lutheran. 10-6 is the Galesburg lead. Now a reach foul called on Price in the lane. That'll be his first and the second Galesburg team foul.
And that's one of those fouls when fouls are a potential issue for you, that is what we call an unforced foul. Nothing to be gained there. You weren't keeping your man from scoring or getting an advantage. Just a foul that you don't want to take.
Goosey back into the game, the coach's son. Air balls a three and underneath the basket. Price fends off a couple of defenders, including his own teammate, for the rebound. Now Fields squares up for three on the wing, pulls it back out. Flashes into the lane to McCants, lost the handle, chased it down. Skip pass, deflected, over to Price. Eric drives, banks it in, draws a foul. Planting himself inside the lane was Beats, who picks up his second foul. Price did a nice job just kind of floating around him to the left, and Eric's got a chance at a traditional three-point play.
And playing through contact, big, strong kid that he is. He wasn't knocked off of his base at all there and was able to keep his balance and score the layup and get the foul.
Eric Gibbons, the 6'4 sophomore in to replace Beats, who sits down at the 3:55 mark of the first quarter, picking up his second foul. Quinn Anderson into the game for the Silver Streaks as McCants gets a breather. Halfway through quarter number one, Silver Streaks with a 7-point lead as Price knocks down the free throw. He's got six. And the lead is 13-6, Galesburg. Rockford Lutheran breaks the press into the front court. Hrezlak gives way to Rice on the outside. Now starts the dribble, working his way left to right along the volleyball line. To the right wing it goes. Drive, dish, up top to Nystrom at the top of the arc. Tries to work around Nick Fields. Didn't get the dribble down on the floor in time. Traveled with it. 13-6 Galesburg. Got off to a 7-point lead early. Rockford Lutheran closed to within two. Now the Streaks have scored five in a row to build that lead back up to seven. They have gotten off to good starts in all three games prior to this, and not a bad one here through the first 4.5 minutes, too. On the right wing, Cunningham. Back up top to Anderson. Over to Price, skips it back right, over to Fields. Fakes the three, now dribbles the ball left toward the top of the arc. Anderson has it now. Now end off on the left wing, tries to dribble around his man, cut off there, picks up the dribble, needs help, skips it back up top to Anderson. Quinn to the right side, 19 feet out of the basket, over to Fields on the right wing. Flashing through the lane, Price catches, shoots, rolls through. Eric has eight in the first quarter, Streaks lead 15-6.
He made himself available. He flashed to an open spot and was able to get himself squared up and score. That's a nice job by Eric finding that little seam against the zone.
Yeah, good patience by the Streaks in the half-court offense, too, I thought.
Yes, and that's a critical type of component you have to have against the zone.
9-point lead and a hand-check foul called on Price, going man-to-man against Rice. Rice initiated the contact, and Eric reached in, picked up his second foul. So the Streaks' leading scorer in the first quarter with eight. Has to go to the bench, 2:44 to go in period number one. So Beats is on the bench for Rockford Lutheran with two fouls. Now Price joins him on the Galesburg bench with two personals. Here's a bad pass on the inbound. Fields deflected it into the backcourt, and all Nystrom does is just put his body between himself and the loose ball to prevent Fields from getting it. But now Lutheran has to take the length of the court. Streaks will go for a 1-2-2 trap. Try to get the steal here. Rice held onto the ball too long, then dribbled between the traffic and gets the pass away left side to Hrezlak. Now into the corner, Goosley. Back to Hrezlak. Reaches in. Stripped away. Endoff got a hand on it. Saving along the inbounds, and Anderson steals it. Quinn with a Euro step. Up with the left hand. Off balance shot. Rebound deflected out of bounds through the legs of Anderson and off Quinn. And it'll go back to Rockford Lutheran. Well, they didn't look very smooth at all on that possession. Streaks got the turnover, and then Quinn just couldn't finish it off at the other end.
And that's a little bit what we've seen so far that I know Coach Reynolds will want to see improvement on, of being under control. When you have the opportunity to go to the rim, go. But when you don't, then you've got to take your foot off the pedal there and try to get something out of it, not force something.
Rock Falls wins the Rock Ridge Tournament 48-46 over the host Rockets. And we will see Rock Falls later on this season. Actually, that was the Orion tournament. I stand corrected. Holloman lost to Orion in overtime last night. Here's a drive right down the lane. Nobody cut off Paul Jalbert, and he took it right down the lane for an easy layup. 15-8.
Got lost on the ball there in one of our keys of the game there.
Minute 40 to go, first quarter. Cunningham drives baseline, pushes off, gets freed up, and steps back, banks it in with the right hand. He's got six, and the Streaks lead 17-8. Minute and a half to go, first quarter. 9-point Galesburg lead. Both teams will substitute at the next dead ball. On the right wing, Rice. Now up top, gets it back. Waiting, looking. Now starts a dribble behind the legs with the dribble down to the low blocks. Gets cut off there. Kicks it back out. Logan Villafuerte gets blocked on the three-pointer. Rebound. Cunningham comes out with it. Streaks with a three-on-one. Dishes to McCants and lays it in.
Good pass that time, under control.
Silver Streaks into double digits with the lead now at 19-8. Under a minute to go here in the first quarter. On the left wing to Rice. Good job by Cunningham to control. He was off balance coming out of that with that steal, doing everything he could to try to regain his balance and keep the dribble at the same time. Then he got his composure and led a beautiful three-on-one break for the Streaks. Rice up top, guarded by Anderson, will back off, passes it to the right side to Gibbons, the sophomore. Dribbles left, picks up his dribble. Cunningham gets all over him, passes it away. Around a screen, there's Jalbert down the lane again. This time he missed it as McCants followed him, bothered him, and now Jalen throws it behind Cunningham in transition. Streaks turn it over for the second time. 19-8, Galesburg with 21 seconds to go in the first quarter. This will give Rockford Lutheran a chance, maybe, to hold for the last shot. Zachary Darris, a 5'7 sophomore, checks in for the Crusaders. Mitchell Sampson in for the Silver Streaks. And now Gibbons sits down for Rockford Lutheran. It'll be Goosey, Rice, Jalbert. Villafuerte stays on the floor. And Darris. Down to 11 seconds to go. Between the circles, swing it left side over to Rice. Just off the wing. Up top it goes to Goosey. Gives it back left side. Down to 4 seconds to go. They don't seem to be aware of the clock. Down to one. 1.5. They have to throw it up, and they don't even get off a shot.
Outstanding half-court team defense there by the Streaks. A great job of defending and denying.
19-8, Galesburg after one. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Welcome to McDonald's.
Can I get a triple breakfast stack? Since today is the big day, my time to shine. I'm taking names and showing them who's boss.
Well, good luck on your game today.
Game? No, I'm a substitute teacher for third graders.
Oh, that is big.
For every kind of big day, there's McDonald's new triple breakfast stacks. Stacked with 2 sausage patties and 2 slices of cheese with bacon and egg. On your choice of McMuffin, biscuit, or McGriddles.
Woo, go big. And pull around, please.
Participating McDonald's for a limited time.
At Galesburg Toyota, the holidays have us thinking about all the things we're thankful for. So here's our top 5. Number 1, our customers. You make doing business possible. Number 2, our employees. We have the best, and they make your customer experience a breeze. Number 3, our products. They're the most reliable, safest, and stylish vehicles on the market today. And my, are they pretty. Number 4, our community. It's full of warm hearts. And number 5, that new car smell. I'm GM Brian Penniman. Thanks for being part of our list. Buy local, buy with confidence, buy at Galesburg Toyota.
Get today's local news headlines in your email with the Morning Brief from WGIL News.
It's free.
Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
One quarter gone at John Thiel Gymnasium. Final game of the Galesburg Boys Thanksgiving Tournament. Silver Streaks lead Rockford Lutheran 19-8, and a nice give and go by the Crusaders on the first possession of the second quarter, finding Logan Villafuerte after he came out to the wing, passed it away, then cut to the basket, and the Streaks lost him for the layup. Now Cunningham drives, jump stop to the basket. Up.
That's
and
a nice
right
move.
Hand.
Big step, power slide. He squared his shoulders, laid it off the glass nicely. That's the correct move to make there. Keith made it beautifully.
Cunningham with 8, Price with 8. Tylan Parks into the game at the quarter break for the Silver Streaks, leading by 11. 7:10 to go, first half, and an illegal screen set away from the ball. That'll be the 4th Rockford Lutheran turnover and the 4th team foul on the Crusaders.
That was a big point of emphasis last year. Saw it a little bit in the girls' game. And we haven't seen it in the boys' game, first time we've seen it, but a very large point of emphasis.
McCants, Anderson, Sampson, Cunningham, and Parks for the Silver Streaks, the personnel on the floor right now. Anderson in the right corner, Quinn brings it back out, Mitchell Sampson up top. Now Quinn on the outside, steps inside the arc, gives it back to Mitchell. Skip pass left side over to McCants, he'll fire the 3, and hits! 5 in the game for Jalen McCants, 24-10 as the Streaks build the lead.
To be the big-time potential recruit that I believe he can be, that's something he'll have to add to his arsenal. People hit the mid-range jump shot and the three-point shot.
His second three-pointer made this season, 2 out of 5 from behind the arc from McCants. He has 5 in the game. The Streaks lead by 14. Here's a drive by Rice going one-on-one to Tylan Parks. Passes it away. Three-pointer from the right wing missed. Offensive rebound. That won't go down. Third chance. Rice in the lane gets blocked on the way up. Lots of opportunities for Rockford Lutheran there. And they're going to get Rice to the free throw line. Or are they? Tylan Parks got called for a technical foul in there. And that sent Mike Reynolds down to the edge of the bench and halfway down the tunnel back to the locker room. So to the free throw line, Brock Goosey will shoot the technical shots. First one up and in. So Thailand got the personal on the rebound and the technical foul afterward. Goosey knocks down the first one. And the second. 24-12. Now Rice should come in. But it's still going to be Goosey at the line. And that's bad for the Silver Streaks because coach's sons usually knock him down pretty darn well, and he's been perfect here. I think that might have been the first one that the ball actually touched the rim as it went down too. So a 10-point lead.
And Brad Thailand's normally, he's extremely mannerly and very mild-mannered, so I don't know what happened there, but unusual to say the least.
So I guess Goosey gets credit for the rebound if he was shooting the foul shots. So it gives them 4 points and the ball back, trailing by 10 here with 6:10 to go in the first half. And now they throw it away. Couldn't handle it on the baseline. Quinn Anderson steps in front as Zachary Darris was falling out of bounds, trying to save it, and he threw it right to Quinn. And then coming out of there, Villafuerte fouled, coming over to try to help out Darris, and picks up his second. So fifth, Rockford Lutheran turnover. They can't take advantage. Here's Endoff for three from the right wing. High off the rim. Rebound right back to Cunningham.
Johnny on the spot there.
Two Rockford Lutheran players there, and they ended up canceling each other out. So the ball went right to Cunningham, and all he had to do was lay it in. Now a drive in from the left side by Hrezlak. He saw an opening and attacked, and the Streaks never cut him off. 26-16.
Again, defending on the ball, giving up way too many direct drives to the basket.
Here's Cunningham in the lane again. Strong to the basket, down from the right blocks. And he can't hit the shot, but he draws the foul. And he's playing with a lot of confidence right now.
He's very good inside.
Really attacking the basket, isn't he?
He has a knack for being in the right spot. He keeps himself under control, and he's very strong with his good base.
Ethan Watts, the foul, his first. Cunningham knocks down the first free throw. Six in the first quarter, now five in the second quarter to lead the Streaks with 11. And the lead is 11, 27-16. Fields back in. Mitchell Sampson gets a breather. Eric Price has been on the bench for quite a while. He got 8 points early, but also picked up his second foul. And really all the Streaks have done is maintain and now adding to the lead at 28-16. Their biggest lead was 14 just a moment ago prior to the personal foul and the technical foul.
Brad, we've commented on how good our bench has been here throughout these four games. And again, that is absolutely so tonight.
Backdoor cut. They find Nystrom this time. He lost Fields on the outside. I'll tell you, they're very good
in the half court,
setting screens and, finding openings to the basket.
And you have to sense that you're on an island there and you're going to get back cut when you're alone there on a wing.
Quinn Anderson sidesteps left, steps inside the arc, drains a 19-footer. Nice pure jumper by Quinn. Freed himself up with the head and shoulder fake for three. Steps inside the arc and buried the mid-range too.
Quinn is as good as anybody at that. He gets a shot fake, clears himself, a side dribble, pound dribble, and he scores it.
Under five to go first half. The lead is a dozen for the Silver Streaks, 30-18. On the outside, Ethan Watts gets it, passes it away. He had Cunningham all over him. Keith wants to attack, especially with just a sophomore there getting some early playing time this season. Now a foul away from the ball. They're going to catch Watts on the illegal screen, trying to fend off Keith Cunningham. I take it back. They called that on Hrezlak, who
set the screen. Call a foul there, yes.
So the sixth Crusaders turnover. Streaks trying to build on a 12-point lead. End off in the right corner. Drives around his man, dishes back behind him. McCancel shoot another three. This one's off the mark. It was on the money, but just a little bit short, and the weak side rebound pops out of bounds back to the Crusaders. We had the perfect angle on that one. The ball looked like it was coming right at us toward the basket. It was right on line, just didn't quite have the distance measured right. 30-18 Galesburg as we approach the midpoint of the second quarter. Up top, Eric Gibbons back into the game, has it. Passes it away quickly to the right side, Nystrom. Now coming up top,
Goosey
traveled with it. Head and shoulder fake on the pass and then didn't get the ball down on the floor. So that's four turnovers in this quarter now for Rockford Lutheran, seven for the game. Silver Streaks haven't been able to take advantage of it here, though. The lead's still 12 as Galesburg gets another crack at adding to it here as we pass the four-minute mark of quarter number two.
And they're back to their 2-3 now.
End off on the right wing, lobs it to the inside, double-team McCants, bounces it through the lane, finds its way out to Anderson, drives all the way to the lay-in.
Again, a solid move there, squaring his shoulders and under control.
Full timeout, Silver Streaks, 32-18, Galesburg on top. 3:47 to go first quarter, or first half, rather. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Are you happy at your current job? If you're even slightly on the fence, head to galesburg.info, keyword jobs, and check out all of the local employers that are currently looking for someone just like you. Openings are updated all the time, so check back often. galesburg.info, keyword jobs.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com.
Prepare to save more, spend less, and avoid getting ripped off. Listen to Clark Howard weekday mornings at 9 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
32-18, Galesburg over Rockford Lutheran. 3:47 to go first half. Final game of the Galesburg Boys Thanksgiving Tournament. Thanks for being with us here on WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman with you. Sean McCutcheon, our broadcast engineer. Doubleheader between the girls and the boys, and Hall of Fame induction night to wrap up the Thanksgiving Tournament as well. Streaks put on the press coming out of the timeout. And apparently Jalen McCann's got a hand on that pass backward toward the baseline because it goes out of bounds, and Rockford Lutheran will keep it. Here comes the trap on Nystrom. He lofts it, jumps up, lofts it, and then Keith Cunningham in a one-on-one battle with Watts trying to go for the steal, picks up his first foul. 16 fouls on the streaks. Next one puts Rockford Lutheran in the bonus. Streaks are already in the bonus with 3:40 to go in the half. Nazareth Academy wins the 7A football championship 31-10 down at Champaign. One more game to go for the state championship.
Oh, nice block coming from the weak side there.
Yep. Cut through the lane, blocked it, went off the backboard, came right back to Rockford Lutheran, a missed three. Now Endoff comes out with a rebound. Leading the break, Justin, left side of the lane, reach in by Rockford Lutheran, and now Justin, as they come out with it, reaches in, ties him up again, and he gets it right back. Yeah, good block by Jalen coming over from the weak side.
Outstanding there.
Timed it perfectly. Now Field steps inside the arc, pulls up baseline, rolls off. Rebound McCants under the basket, bounces it back out to Fields. Endoff steps into a three. Rattles around and out. Rebound fought for. McCants saves it inbounds to Gibbons for Rockford Lutheran. Boy, Justin's had two that have done everything but go down. They've just rattled around and popped out. Silver Streaks lead 32-14. Now the pass thrown behind Hrezlak. Cunningham got the steal, and then batting it away from behind Nystrom prevents the transition bucket, and the Streaks will inbound it from under their own basket.
Yeah, Justin, his mechanics are good. His stroke is good. Rhythm is good. I mean, he's right on the money. It's not, his misses aren't bad. It's just a matter of right now the ball isn't going down, and he needs to continue to shoot, and he's showed us that he'll do that. And
Quinn Anderson
very
left
pleased
wing.
With that.
Buries a three. Good pass on the inbound up top to Mitchell, and very quickly he fired it over to Anderson, who drained the wide-open three, and the Streaks lead by 17. Quinn has seven off the bench.
That good ball movement got that open three there.
2.5 to go first half. 35-18, kicking the ball around. Ooh, a hand check foul called on Mitchell Sampson. That's a tough one because Hrezlak tried to do too much on the dribble, lost his balance, really fell into Mitchell more than anything, and Mitchell got called for a tough personal foul.
Yeah, I didn't see it. Didn't look like Mitchell got him with anything there, but the officials thought different.
Free throw up and in for Jack Hrezlak, 5'11 senior. He's got seven in this first half. 35-19 is the Galesburg lead. Hrezlak had 13 in the game against the Streaks last year. A game Galesburg won by four. Their biggest lead in that game was seven. Here it's 15, 35-20. Under 2.5 to go for the half. Zach Darris back in for Rockford Lutheran. For the Streaks, it's Anderson and Fields in the backcourt. McCants, Cunningham, and Mitchell Sampson in the frontcourt. Mitchell with it now. Skip pass right side, McCants. Up top, Quinn. Draws a double team, passes it away to Mitchell. Pulls up, left low blocks, leaves it short. Rebound under the basket, Rice, who's got four rebounds to lead Rockford Lutheran. Driving right side, Rice passes it away. Baseline jumper, that one comes up short. Rebound back out to Rockford Lutheran, almost lost it. Gibbons controls, now gets it back up top, and they'll reset. Nystrom with it between the circles. Under a minute 50 to go first half. 35-20 Streaks. Nystrom into the lane, dribbling left to the free throw line. Leaves it behind him to Rice. Crossover dribble, loses Sampson down the lane, draws the defense, and Jalen McCants made him miss. Then Jalen comes up with his fourth rebound, leading the break for the Streaks. Leaves it right side over to Fields. Up top, Sampson. Mitchell down the lane, off the backboard, too strong. Rebound, Gibbons under the basket. Mitchell attacking the basket, a little bit out of control, though. He couldn't control the shot. Now a travel by Rockford Lutheran at the other end. That's 10 Crusaders turnovers, 7 in this quarter.
They've been their own worst enemy here in this period.
Minute 17 to go for the half. Streaks will inbound in front of their own bench. Sampson and Anderson. Quinn's had a good quarter, making all three of his shots, 7 for the game. And a good balanced scoring by the Streaks again. Cunningham leads away with 11, Price 8, Anderson 7. McCants has 5. And it's all added up to a 15-point Galesburg lead with a minute to go here in the first half. Feed into the lane. Low pass. A tough one by Cunningham. Does everything he can to come up with it as Gibbons ties him up. And that forces the held ball and a turnover back to Rockford Lutheran.
That was a tough one there, trying to force that in between two defenders, and wasn't enough space for it.
Now, the pass was low. That was as much as anything. I think if he throws that one into the midsection, Keith gets it, but threw it right down at his feet. Under a minute to go here. Lutheran with the ball, trailing by 15. On the right side, nearly a travel by Jalbert. Leaned forward after he stopped his dribble, but he managed to keep the pivot foot down. And now here's a travel. That's their 11th turnover. You can see why Rockford Lutheran's 0-4.
And they're really experiencing growing pains, that's for sure. Young ball club, inexperienced ball club.
Injuries,
some players hurt.
That, yep.
There's not a lot of size here, so they're working uphill here in a big-time way.
At the free throw line, Cunningham has the ball batted away, fell asleep. Nystrom stripped him from behind, layup at the other end, and the high left-handed shot goes up and in for Zach Darris.
That live ball turnover on the perimeter usually leads to a basket on the other end, and it did so there.
Under 20 seconds to go. Can the Streaks execute here at the end of the quarter? Endoff's going to shoot with 13 seconds to go, and he hits a three. His second of the game, 38-22, leaves Lutheran with a lot of time. 5 seconds to go. Rice into the front court. Finds an opening right side. Cut off by Sampson. Left his feet and traveled. So the Streaks do get back defensively with 8-tenths of a second. Streaks likely will just inbound it here, although they're going to bring in their stud pitcher, Nick Fields, on the baseline. They're going to try to launch one here long with 8-tenths of a second. It would have to be a catch and a shoot. Fields looking. They are going to go long. They're going to try to find McCants, but he got shielded by his own...
The ball will come back here now.
Yeah. Yep. And now Rockford Lutheran is going to get it back on their own baseline because nobody touched the ball as it went out of bounds.
What you're oftentimes trying to do there is get a tip play to one of your wings and get a shot off from there. But
and certainly McCants has the size and the
athleticism to get up and do that.
So 8-tenths of a second. Now Rockford Lutheran inbounds it, and it goes off the hands of Goosey, who tried to shoot it before he caught it. So appropriately, they turn it over on their final possession. 13 for the half and 10 in that second quarter. And the Streaks take a 16-point lead to the locker room, 38-22. Come back, take a look at the first half stats, individual scoring. Talk things over with the Streaks coaching staff as well with a 38-22 lead over Rockford Lutheran. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Trying to convey an idea to somebody else never results in the vision you had in your head. Take matters into your own hands. Let Breedlove Sporting Goods help you design your next t-shirt. Navigate to BreedloveSports.com. Click on the t-shirt designer icon and put your mad design skills to work. Start by picking your canvas, t-shirts, polos, hoodies, even drinkware, signs, and banners. From there, you can customize everything, color, artwork, text, numbers, even upload an image. You can be the designer with Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Get started now at BreedloveSports.com.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime here at John Thiel Gymnasium. 38-22 is the Galesburg lead over Rockford Lutheran. Game you heard earlier, Silver Streaks girls lost to Springfield. So their Thanksgiving tournament has wrapped up. Their next game will be the Western Big Six Conference, second game of the conference season for the girls coming up Thursday at United Township. Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with the pregame show at 6:06 Thursday. And then after tonight, the Galesburg boys will get into conference play themselves Friday night at Rock Island, where you might remember the Silver Streaks won a thriller on the road last year.
And they big win in, there last year.
Ought to go in with a ton of confidence here. And that's presuming they can go ahead and play out this game as well as they have the first half. Another good first two quarters for the Streaks, leading by 16 here, Steve. I like what we see once again.
Absolutely. Again, we talked about how Rockford Lutheran would change defenses. We would have to execute against either zone or man. We did that beautifully. You talked about when you go over our individual scoring, there's a lot of balance there. We're sharing the ball. We're shooting the ball again very, very nicely. You can't in any way, shape, or always. You can obviously always be critical of something you're doing, but when you look at the product as a whole, it's been, again, another good night offensively for us. And again, we have 38 points here. So again, a very, very good night offensively.
Let's take a look at our halftime statistics brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. As we always do, Steve, start us off with the team numbers.
Streaks 14 for 26 from the field, 5 out of 10, 3-point shooting percentage-wise. Again, 50% with the three ball, over 50% from the field, outstanding. They are 7 out of 18 from the field and only 1 for 6. Which, again, that's something that if they wanted to stay in the game, they were going to have to shoot lights out to do. Rebound-wise, we had 11, they did. Turnover-wise, we only had 4, took care of the ball for the most part beautifully, and they really turned it over there in the second period with 10 turnovers for 13 for the half. Again, too many for Coach Goosey to be pleased with, and certainly too many for them to even have a chance to stay in the ball game here against a team that's just better than them physically and skill-wise at this point in the season.
Free throw shooting, Rockford Lutheran 7 out of 8. Silver Streaks 5 out of 5 at the line in the first half. Take a break, 38-22, the Galesburg lead. When we come back, individual scoring. Talk things over with the coaching staff as well. The Galesburg High School Boys Basketball Thanksgiving Tournament. The Silver Streaks lead by 16, 38-22 over Rockford Lutheran. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Chip and JoJo made it look real easy on Fixer Upper, but now you realize you're in way over your head. Fear not, friend. Courtright Construction of Oneida tackles projects of all kinds. See pictures at courtrightconstruction.com, the right choice for your next project.
In order to play your best game, you got to have a great team by your side. You need someone making sure you're covered at all times. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Craddy Insurance is like the defending guard on your basketball team. We'll help you select the right coverage for your home, so when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you're covered. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Savea Mutual Insurance.
WGIL, connecting you to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Katie Carlson from WGIL, reminding you that Coral Dynamics is presenting Christmas Jamboree starting Friday, November 30th at the Orpheum Theater. They'll perform Christmas classics as sung by country artists, along with some traditional favorites. To find out more, click on community events at WGIL.com.
Locally owned WGIL. Local radio hosts, local news, keeping you connected. Find out more anytime at WGIL.com.
The official WGIL forecast calling for a winter storm watch in effect tomorrow morning through tomorrow evening for Warren, Henry, Henderson, and Mercer counties, and from tomorrow afternoon through late tomorrow night for Fulton and Peoria counties. There is a winter storm warning in effect from noon tomorrow until midnight tomorrow night for Knox and Stark counties. 30% chance of rain after midnight tonight, a low of 36, and breezy tomorrow with rain in the morning and rain, snow mixed through midday, then changing over to all snow in the afternoon. Right now, it's 41 degrees at WGIL.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime at John Thiel Gymnasium. Silver Streaks lead. Rockford Lutheran 38-22. Let's run through the individual numbers, then we'll have a word from the coaching staff as both teams not yet out of the locker room. But when that time's come, we'll get you down to the scoring table where Steve Cheeseman will talk things over with Ryan Hart. Individual scoring in the first half. Jack Hrezlak leads Rockford Lutheran with 8 points. Brock Gusia, the coach's son, with four. Then Logan Villafuerte, Kevin Rice, Paul Gelbert, Zach Darris, and Eric Nystrom, each with two. 22 first half points for the Crusaders. For the Silver Streaks, Keith Cunningham in double figures already with 12, six in each quarter. Next up, Eric Price with eight. All of those came in the first quarter. Then he went to the bench with two fouls at the 2.5 minute mark. Hasn't played since, and yet the Streaks still lead by 16. Quinn Anderson has filled the void. He came off the bench for seven. Justin Endoff has knocked down a couple of threes. He's got 6 points. Jalen McCants have five and leads the Silver Streaks with four rebounds. He's got some work to do if he's going to have his fourth double-double here at the start of the season. But he's halfway there in points. Needs to pick up a few more rebounds along the way. 38-22 is the Galesburg lead. Again, our congratulations to the Hall of Fame induction class for 2018, who are all recognized between games here, at least publicly. The ceremony took place down in the Galesburg Learning Center while the girls' game was underway in the end of the Moline game from earlier. Moline did win, by the way, that game from earlier when they played Sacred Heart Griffin, beating them by 10. Here the Silver Streaks lead the Rockford Lutheran Crusaders 38-22. And the coaching staff is out. Our halftime coaches interview also brought to you by Craddy Insurance. Let's go down courtside. Steve Cheeseman is with Ryan Hart. Let's find out what the team discussed in the locker room.
Back here at Thiel Gymnasium, Streaks lead 38-22 against Rockford Lutheran at the half. Coach, I know it's a broken record. We've really done a lot of good things again, especially on the offense. You got to take credit for all that good offensive stuff. And here at halftime, Coach Reynolds messes it up, right?
No, here's the one thing. I don't think we're playing that well, to be honest with you. We're not getting loose balls. We're not getting every rebound like we should. And we're not cutting hard on offense against that zone. If we move the ball and cut a little bit harder, we're going to have layup after layup, and then we're going to get wide open shots.
So the message is that we need to not get lethargic and rest on our laurels and pick it up a little bit.
No, we've been getting beat off the dribble. We've been getting backdoored. I mean, we got a lot of stuff to improve on. We need to start taking care of it now.
Okay, thanks, Coach.
You're out, Quinn.
Take a quick look at a few scores from around the area. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. I misspoke earlier when I said that Rock Falls won the Orion tournament. They won a different tournament. But right now at the Orion tournament, where Monmouth Roseville is playing for the title, Orion leads 23-18. That game is in the second quarter. With just a little over a minute left to go in the third quarter, another two teams that the Silver Streaks will play and soon will belong to the same conference. United Township leads Geneseo 40-26. It has been a rough start to the season for Geneseo. And Mercer County was a winner over Ridgewood 76-73. On the outside, Nick Fields is going to shoot a three. And now Jalen McCants trying to square up on the weak side for the rebound. Gets called over the back for his first foul. For Nick, that is only his second three-point attempt of the season and only his 11th shot attempt. And he comes right out of the locker room launching a three. Came up short on it, though. And Jalen over the back picks up his first foul.
And I think you could hear from Coach Hart there. The message really is we got to pick up the defensive end. And we talked about that in the pregame. I mean, when you start to play against competition that's going to be able to execute and do some of that stuff, we're not going to be very good and give up a lot of points.
Now they get an offensive rebound. Beats misses, though, on the putback. Keith Cunningham comes out with a rebound after the second opportunity. Keith takes it all the way in from the right side. Too strong. Rolls off the rim. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Rockford Lutheran.
And I know, again, with we know how our program is, and we know the defense really does win. It sets the tone for offense that again, we have to improve some of these things that were talked about there.
Three on the way. And Quinn Anderson knocks it down. He's in double figures with 10, and the Streaks now lead by 19 at 41-22. Streaks are trying to pick up the defensive pressure here. Rockford Lutheran breaks the press. Now the pass through the hands of a teammate into the hands of Fields at the other end. Gets hit hard going in for the layup after the entry feed by Eric Price in transition. And Nick will go to the line shooting too. So they force the turnover. And really more of an unforced turnover other than the fact that Rockford Lutheran, I think, was just pressing a little bit in that active Silver Streaks half-court defense. The ball just went right through the hands of Goosey. And now Fields at the other end knocks down the first free throw.
And, Brad, we've done a good job when we have recovered the ball in a turnover situation. Then we put the pedal right down to the floor there and try to convert on the other end.
Nick knocks down both free throws. His first 2 points of the night, 43-22, Galesburg by 21.
And a zone press out of the made free throw.
Lutheran breaks it into the front court. Rice has it in the midcourt circle. Dribbling right, trying to work around a screen. Passes it behind him to Nystrom. Now up top, Goosey. To the left side, Hrezlak fires a three off the front of the rim. Rebound on the floor. McCants gets to it first for the Silver Streaks. Jalen into the front court. Right side, Quinn Anderson pulls up 16 feet. Missed it. And the rebound to Rice for the Crusaders, who then falls down at midcourt. Streaks get the steal. Price with a left-handed layup. Missed it. And the rebound saved by McCants. And then he gets knocked out of bounds. And Rockford Lutheran will not get it back. It'll actually stay with the Silver Streaks. Boy, a rare point-blank miss by Eric Price right into the basket.
Yeah, you don't know how that stayed out there. It looked like he got the ball off the glass where it needed to, and it just came off the rim.
Fields to inbound after forcing a 15th Rockford Lutheran turnover. Now the Streaks turn it over on the inbound. That was messy. Minute and a half to gone here in the third quarter. Here's a three on the way from the wing, and a high arching three knocked down by Darris on the right side.
Potential six-point play loss, and we turn it over again there.
Here's Darris with it at the free throw line. Throws behind him. Three on the way by Goosey. That one rolls off. And the rebound, Keith Cunningham. Gets out with it into the front court. Driving in from the right side. Sidesteps a man trying to draw the charge. And the foul will be called against Lutheran. It'll be interesting. They're going to call this one on the floor. They are. They're not. They are going to give Keith two free throws here. That's the first foul of the game on Goosey. Coaching staff at Rockford Lutheran really wanted a charge. Keith did a nice job of sidestepping it to the left to avoid just the direct contact. Crusaders coaching staff still wanted the foul called against Keith. He's going to get two free throws instead.
If anything there is a no call there.
44-25 Galesburg as Cunningham knocks down the first free throw. He's got 13 to lead the Streaks.
And a technical foul here.
That's what I thought they just did. They're going to call that one on Goosey, judging by his reaction. That's the player, not the coach. The officials have been quick with the whistles. You might remember Tylen Parks got whistled for a technical foul back in the second quarter, which led to four straight free throws by Rockford Lutheran. And with the teams both lined up for Cunningham's second free throw, the officials were quick to whistle one against Goosey. Cunningham misses the second free throw on the foul, and now Justin Endoff will walk up and shoot the technical foul shots. 19-point Galesburg lead, 44-25, 6:11 to go, third quarter.
Brad, you rarely ever see a technical foul against a player in a game, and we've seen two tonight.
One for each side as Endoff misses the first free throw. Streaks will get the ball here after the second free throw by Justin is perfect. He's got seven for the game, and the lead is back to 20. 45-25. Let's see if the Streaks can take advantage of it on the possession here. Quinn Anderson to inbound with Price, Endoff, Cunningham, and McCants, and now a whistle as one of the officials comes over to talk things over with the Rockford Lutheran coaching staff, right when the Streaks inbounded the ball. So no time off the clock. Now we're going to have a substitution by the Crusaders. Darris coming back in as Hrezlak sits down. Goosey, by the way, is out. So the coach pulled him off the floor after the technical foul, as you see many coaches do. Anderson up top, bounces it left side. Justin fires a three off the front of the rim. And we're going to get a foul on McCants, I think, clearing out on the weak side. That's the second time Jalen has been whistled for clearing out on the weak side going for a rebound in this half. We played only 2 minutes, and we've got a timeout on the floor. Silver Streaks not really liking what they're seeing here in the early going, even though they lead by 20.
Good timeout by Coach Reynolds here to try to reset things, and let's get back to focusing on how we play the game, the quality that we play the game with, and taking care of business on the defensive and offensive end. Because right now it's not very clean.
If you look at the Silver Streaks schedule upcoming, we already talked about the Rock Island game. There aren't a lot of December games, at least until you get to the Taylorville tournament when there will be five. The format of that tournament has not changed. But the Silver Streaks have a Saturday off next weekend after the first conference game. And then when you jump ahead, there's no game on Saturday the 8th either. There will be a Tuesday night game here at home against Macomb. Did they just call Jalen? Oh, Endoff. They called Endoff away.
On a hold as the offensive player tried to cut to the baseline to get the basketball.
Officials really bearing down on a lot of stuff here now. Bad pass on the inbound. And Eric Price steals it away. At the free throw line, Cunningham. Back out to Endoff. Skip pass right side. Quinn steps inside the arc, drives, and a reach foul called on Rockford Lutheran. Now we're going to be here till 10 o'clock tonight if this one keeps up like this. Whistles all over the place. Second foul on Hrezlak. And Tom Guzzi really struggling, trying to find the right combination here for himself with his team trailing by 20. Cunningham backs his way in, gets called for an offensive foul.
Whew.
Second turnover on the Streaks.
Not very pretty right now.
Second foul on Cunningham. So the Streaks have been whistled for four fouls. Rockford Lutheran has been whistled for four fouls, and we've played 2 minutes and 13 seconds in the third quarter. McCants will inbound as the Streaks put the full court press on. Price bats the ball out of bounds. The point I was trying to get to is that the Iowa-Illinois shootout game coming up in the middle of December, around the 15th, I believe, the Streaks still don't know who they're going to play. I talked to Mike Reynolds about that earlier tonight, and he said that announcement is going to be made this week. So the schedule will be revealed this week. He's anticipating that the Streaks will play maybe in the fourth game of the day, but we'll find out officially, apparently, before this week is out. Now, Endoff gets called for his third foul.
And we've drawn a quality opponent there almost every season.
They really do a nice job, as Price nearly steals the inbound. They really do a nice job in matching up teams. I mean, I can remember a year when the Streaks went up there, hadn't won a game yet, and they played a team that was their speed, and they ended up beating Davenport West by 27 that day or something like that. Rockford Lutheran breaks the Streaks press. Finally, we get into a little bit of some offensive movement in the half court. They miss the three, but the ball gets batted out of bounds. Last touch by the Streaks. On the inbound, Rice looking, baseline, right of the basket, looking, now finds a man cutting through the lane, Beats couldn't handle it, now gets a hand on it, chases it down, knocked out by McCants. Now we're down to 5:26 to go in the third quarter. It's taken about 5 minutes to play these last 30 seconds. Hrezlak gets blocked from the left corner, and Price skies for the rebound. Credit Quinn Anderson on the block there. Price leads the break into the other end. Anderson fakes from the corner, reach in, knocked loose. Quinn gets it back. Left side, off the elbow, Price hits a three. His first basket since the first quarter. Price is in double figures with 11, and the lead is 48-25 for Galesburg. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Price trying to shake and bake on the outside. Left side gets the pass away over to Watts. Now up top, Nystrom, and a hold foul called on Justin Endoff, and he's picked up three fouls in this quarter, playing only 3 minutes and 7 seconds, and he's going to go to the bench with his fourth foul. Kobe Ramirez into the game. Jalen McCants is going to get a breather. Mitchell Sampson is in for Endoff. 23-point Galesburg lead. That's about the only good thing in this game right now. A drive, a shot over Kobe, and a good shot on the move by Jack Hrezlak.
Good move and a nice pull-up there.
Fading left toward the baseline. Hrezlak's first points of the second half. He's in double figures with 10. A floater by Cunningham. Teardrop won't go down. And the rebound under the basket to Watts for Rockford Lutheran. Bounce pass to the right side. Nystrom chases it down in the corner. Pulls it back out. Hrezlak again for three, circles in and out. Rebound swiped by Lutheran, but it's Price who comes up with it. Eric leads the break to the other end, gets blocked down to the low blocks and knocked out of bounds by Rockford Lutheran, by the Silver Streaks. It'll go back to the Crusaders. 4:09 to go third quarter, 21-point Galesburg lead. This is one of those games you just kind of start to get the feeling. It's like, you know, let's just move this one toward the end. This one just needs to end at this point. There's just not a lot good for either team here right now. Neither team's able to develop any kind of rhythm. Lots of fouls called. Lots of turnovers. Kind of basketball you expect to see maybe in game one. Now here's another near steal. The Streaks do come out with it. Kobe Ramirez leading the break. Right side, bad shot in transition. And the rebound by Rice. Rockford Lutheran with 16 turnovers in the game. Kobe just didn't look real comfortable driving to the basket there. Now push off away from the ball. They're going to call that one on Quinn Anderson. His first. I take it back. They call it on Price. I saw 33 in the officials' numbers, not 23. So Price gets his third. And Rockford Lutheran's in the bonus now with 3:33 to go in the third quarter. They have a lot of free throws this game. In this kind of game, it's really taking the crowd out of it. Lots of people sitting around watching, not much to get excited about. Quiet John Thiel Gym, despite a 21-point lead after the missed free throw by Rice. Cunningham with a rebound. Mitchell Sampson into the front court. Skip pass left side. Quinn saves it into the hands of Price. Now back right side and the elbow to Sampson. Inlet pass to Cunningham. Gets it back out to Mitchell. Mitchell drives into the lane. Gets blocked. And a foul called on the arm. Mitchell will shoot two free throws. Not much to say here right now, partner. It's just
pretty. And one of the things I'm watching us offensively, we're moving the ball beautifully, but I think we're passing up open shots to try to get something where we're driving to the basket and there isn't anything there right now, especially against the zone. We're fortunate that we're getting fouled. Against a ball club that may be more athletic, those shots are going to be blocked. And I think that's the point, again, the Streaks coaching staff's making. We're trying to establish habits here that are good. We're playing sort of the level of our competition right now.
Yeah. Mitchell makes the first, misses the second free throw. The foul called on Kevin Rice for Rockford Lutheran, his second. 22-point Galesburg lead with 3 minutes to go. Rice down the lane, gets it up and in over Cunningham. First basket for Rice since the first quarter. 49-29, Galesburg by 20. Sampson with a high pass that Price has to corral before it goes out of bounds. Now feeds it into the front court, and Quinn with a nice pull-up jumper from the baseline. He's got 5 in the quarter, 12 for the game. Hasn't broken his rhythm at all, has it?
Yeah, Quinn has had a good ball game here. His focus has been good. He's trying to do things within what we're trying to do.
Bounce pass to the right side. That's Anderson guarding Rice out there right now. Rice works around a screen, cuts into the lane, misses a left-hand jumper. And then Kobe had a foot out on the baseline as he came down with a rebound, so it'll stay with Rockford Lutheran. Good move by Rice to work around that screen.
Got to the rim there.
Got right to the rim, just couldn't get the ball up and in over the front of it. And then Kobe was Johnny on the spot for the rebound, but his plant foot was too far behind him, stretched out of bounds. So another chance at it for the Crusaders on the inbound out high to Goosey. Now to the right side, over to Watts. He'll reverse directions. Harris comes out for it. Now Goosey has it back. And a foul away from the ball. We're going to have it called against another illegal screen set by Rockford Lutheran. And that'll go as the 17th turnover for Rockford Lutheran.
These guys are going to have to replace the peas in their whistle at some point here, it looks like.
Going to be all dulled down by the time the game's over. Still 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Horrible pass by Price, picked off by Lutheran. Now contact down the lane. Jalber lost the handle on it. No foul called. On the inbound right side over to Riley Milan on the wing. Missed it. Rebound deflected under the basket. Darris comes up with it for Rockford Lutheran. And Riley's shot circled around the rim and popped out. Now a travel out high called against Darris. 19 Crusaders turnovers. Might remember if you were with us in the first half, they had 10 in the second quarter. They've got 6 in the third quarter. Minute 46 to go, and the Streaks lead by 22. Yeah, I'd like to see the Silver Streaks get this lead up here to 30 so we can just get this game over with in a hurry. Now Eric gets called for traveling. 9 turnovers on the Streaks. It can be frustrating as a coach. You
absolutely
want your team to develop
absolutely
some rhythm, and you feel
the
like
old coach is coming out in me here. I'm watching this, and I know that our coaching staff down there is frustrated with the way that we're performing here tonight and what we're trying to do.
I want them to be able to develop some rhythm of their own. Not finding it. Good open shot by Hrezlak up high, but he couldn't finish off the three. Good screen set to get him that. Kobe Ramirez chases down the rebound. 51-29, that's the good news out of all of it. Streaks lead by 22 with a minute 15 to go in the third quarter. See if the Streaks can finish strong here. Get a little run here at the end of the third quarter. Up top, Fields gets it into Kobe. Out to Riley Milan. Right wing, rattles
that's,
through a
that's
three.
That's a good sequence there. Moving the ball there and going opposite, skipping it, finding the open man with good rhythm there. That's outstanding execution. Nice pass by Kobe.
Mike Reynolds calls a 30-second timeout with a minute four to go here in the third quarter. That was the best moving set we've seen from either team in 7 minutes in this quarter. And the Streaks made him pay. Got the open look to Riley, who just about knocked down a shot earlier. The ball just rimmed around and out. And for Riley, that is his first basket on the varsity level. And the Silver Streaks in this quarter, let's see, 3-for-4, 3-for-5 from three-point range. I don't know what you show, Steve, but if that's the case, they're over 50% from three-point range tonight. And take that in any game.
Yeah, I mean, if we can continue to shoot that, that's good things are in store for us there, being able to shoot the three ball at 50% or above.
Streaks do not put on the full court press coming out of the timeout. They'll pick it up in half court. Here's a pass, skipped into the right corner. Goosey open for three. Rims in and out. They have not shot well from anywhere on the floor tonight. Tylan Parks with the rebound. Now Riley's going to shoot the mid-range jumper from the left side. Milan comes up short. Kobe with the rebound on the low blocks. Kicks it back up top to Fields. Now Parks found an opening. Poked away. Stolen away by the Crusaders. Two-on-one break. Other end scooped up and in by Zach Darris. He's got five in the quarter, seven for the game. 54-31. Live ball turnover leads to a basket. Down to 24 seconds to go. Kobe drives, dishes it out. Left corner, Milan. Kicks it out. Fields will shoot a three off the front of the rim. Rebound off the hand of Jalen McCants. Fields goes over for it, slides out of bounds, and it'll go back to Rockford Lutheran. Hard to keep up with some of the action here. Because there seems to be a flurry, lots of misses. Rebounds batted around.
And Coach Reynolds going to go a little deeper on his bench here to end the period.
Adam Stewart into the game for the Streaks. In fact, no starters on the floor right now for Galesburg. I take it back, Fields is on the floor. He's the only starter. Stewart, Milan, Ramirez, and Tylan Parks. A jump stop coming in from the right side. Hrezlak finishes it off with a right-hand shot off the backboard and in. And it's 54-33 at the end of three. Galesburg by 19. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com.
I hate my bathroom, but it's the only one in the house, so if we have it remodeled, where are we supposed to go?
If you only have one bathroom in the house, being without it for long is not an option, which is why a lot of folks put off that much-needed remodel. But a custom-fitted acrylic bath system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating can be done in a matter of days. You can pick a variety of colors and styles, and it won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Plus, no more grout. I'm Neil Thomas. Get your beautiful new bathroom at 342.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
It sounds good on AM, but sounds even better on FM. 93.7 FM, 1400 AM, WGIL.
Three quarters gone at John Thiel Gym, 54-33. Galesburg leads by 19. Rockford Lutheran with the ball, trying to put a little run together here. Hrezlak with a fader from the baseline won't go. Kobe Ramirez with his third rebound for the Silver Streaks. Fields into the front court. Cunningham back into the game for Galesburg with Ramirez, Milan, and Parks in the lane. Keith leaves it off underneath for Kobe Ramirez. Kobe couldn't handle it. Streaks turn it over. That's 11 turnovers now on Galesburg. 5 here in the second half. Rockford Lutheran scored the final 4 points of the third quarter to cut the lead down to 19, and now trying to add to it here and draw a little bit closer. This is a team that just needs to find some confidence heading into their own conference starter next week.
And a foul away from the ball again. Lots of those have been called here tonight, and Rockford Lutheran turns it over as a result of that.
That is their 20th turnover now. Third of the game on Logan Villafuerte. Fields will bring it across midcourt. Quinn Anderson will check in at the next opportunity. On the right wing, Milan. Inlet pass to Cunningham. Gets it right back out to Riley. Shoots the three. Got
inside
it again.
Inside out there, and that's good execution, good basketball.
Milan knocks down his second three-pointer of the night. The lead is back to 24 at 57-33. I misspoke earlier. I said it was a 19-point lead. It was actually a 21-point lead. So now 24 after the three. Under 7 minutes to go for the game. Streaks looking to go 4-0. Danville also went 4-0 in this tournament. Coach Mike Reynolds said they went ahead and presented the Maroons with a trophy for at least being the co-champion, if nothing else. Eric Nystrom with a drive down the lane. And there's that lane opening again that the Streaks don't come over and cut off. Streaks will put one starter back into the game along with Quinn, who's kind of a half starter, as much as he plays and as early as he can.
Really important sixth man right now. A very important player off the bench.
Left side, Milan again. Knocks down another one from the wing. Hey, we might be talking about Riley Milan as a Dave's Autobody Crunch Time player of the game.
Good rhythm to a shot. Good bounce to it.
Even with this big lead. Under six to play. 25-point Silver Streaks lead. Milan with three threes here in the second half. A drive high off the glass by Darris won't go. Milan chases down the rebound, gets knocked down. Fields picks it up, finds Cunningham underneath for the lay-in. First basket of the second half for Cunningham. He has 15, and it's a 27-point lead. I'm going to credit Riley for that rebound there. And a steal by Kobe, but a foul called also. So on Ramirez, that's his first. And Rockford Lutheran will shoot a 1-1.
And wholesale changes coming
sure
from the
enough.
Streaks here.
They're going to go and whistle them in now, huh? Don't you usually wait till the first free throw before you bring all these guys in? But they're bringing them in now. So Price, Anderson, Sampson, end off for the Silver Streaks. Gillsburg has six players on the floor right now. Somebody's got to come out. Caleb Meadows is out there ready for his first varsity action. Finally, they get the attention of Riley Milan. So he'll set out. So five in, five out. First action, as we said, for Caleb Meadows for this season. And the first free throw up and in by Logan Villafuerte. 3 points on the night. 62-36 Gillsburg. Again, conference opener next Friday night at Rock Island. It's the Streaks' only game of the weekend. Two free throws made by Villafuerte. 62-37. Anderson, Sampson, Price in the backcourt. End off and Meadows in the front court. They go back door to Justin. Catches and puts
good
it up
pass.
And in. They had two guys there between End off and Quinn Anderson. Could have resulted in a turnover, but End off controlled it. Now a drive and a foul on the floor by the Silver Streaks. We'll put Nystrom at the line, stopping the clock with 5:10 to go.
Giving up another dribble drive there. And again, and I know that's something that Coach Reynolds will, you'll see a lot of work done with that this week. Especially coming up against an opponent like Rock Island that will beat you off the dribble.
Nystrom knocks down the first free throw. He's got three in the quarter, five for the game. 64-38, Silver Streaks by 26. The foul on Mitchell Sampson, his second. Nystrom makes both. 64-39, full court press by the Crusaders. Price across midcourt. Here comes the triple trap. He gets it away to Quinn Anderson. Quinn in the midcourt circle. Now here comes a two-man trap. Gets it away to Sampson. Feeds it right back to Quinn down the lane with the left hand and
nice
in.
Pass by Sampson there and a good cut to the basket by Quinn.
66-39. Quinn with 14 in the game. That is his career high on the varsity level. Missed three. Meadows got a hand on it. It's Price who controls. Ball knocked out of his hands. He gets down on the floor. A tie-up and the Streaks will get it back. They got the streaks 5 for 5 from the field this quarter.
Yeah, really shooting the ball nicely here, both off of transition and the couple of times that we had to go in the half-court offense against their zone.
Quinn on the right wing, dribbling left, feeds it behind him to Meadows. Up top, Quinn squares for three from way downtown, missed it. Price with the offensive rebound put back. That's the streak's first miss of the quarter after we just talked about it, but then Price right there to put it back up and in. And the next basket for the streaks, if they can keep Rockford Lutheran scoreless here, would get us to continuous clock for the final 4 minutes. Nystrom throws it away to Mitchell Sampson. Here's their chance. 3-on-1 break. Mitchell gets it over right side to Quinn. Kicks it out. Meadows for three. Short. Weak side rebound tipped out by Sampson into the hands of Price. And another crack at it. It'll be end off for three, and he knocks it down. And we are in continuous clock now at 71-39. And very quickly, the streaks call timeout to make substitutions, but the clock will roll here the rest of the way with a 32-point lead, 71-39. Credit Mitchell Sampson for keeping that one alive on the offensive rebound. So Milan back in, Parks, Adam Stewart in, along with Sampson and Meadows for the Silver Streaks, who will go to 4-0 in the next 3 minutes and 20 seconds. Up top, Nystrom gives it away to Goosey, now back to Nystrom. Now a drive down the right side of the lane, and a good move by Zach Darris, or rather that was Villafuerte, who took it strong down the right side, up and banked it in. And now a timeout called by Tom Goosey, but it's just a substitution timeout. He says go ahead and let the clock roll. Just wanted to stop the clock enough to get a couple of his more players in. He gets Gibbons back into the game. Watts is back in and as well. And that allows the Streaks to get Kobe Ramirez on the floor. Right side, Tylan Parks. Badly off the mark with a three, but Kobe comes out of nowhere to poke the rebound away and collect it. Now to the left side, Milan. Can he get double figures? Nope. 3-point rolls in and out.
His stroke is very, very good.
And you can see where if he finds the range, he'll get hot real quick. Quick pass down low to Tyler Johnson. Catch up and in from the low block, 71-43.
And to be able to have two really fine three-point shooters in Justin Enhoff and him, that's a nice commodity to have.
There's Caleb Meadows. He knocks down a three.
Good for him.
First basket of the season for Caleb Meadows. And it's back to a 31-point lead at 74-43. 2 minutes to go. Down the left side of the lane, Watts takes it all the way up and in with a left hand.
And another dribble drive.
Attack the lane. 74-45. Riley Milan out high. To the right side, Parks on the wing. Tylan dribbling left, circles back around. Gets it off to Stewart in the corner. Picks up his dribble. Now to Kobe on the right wing. Minute 35 to go. Ramirez with a left-hand dribble. Off his foot, but a reach-in foul called against Rockford Lutheran. And by the time Kobe shoots a 1-1, hopefully he can knock down the first one to get the second one. And if he does shoot 2 free throws, that may just about wind off the whole game clock. Especially if he takes his time. He'll shoot the first free throw here with a minute 13 to go. Take your time, Kobe. 29-point Gelsberg lead. First one up and in. How about that? Kobe really struggled and rare opportunities at the free throw line last year, but that one looked perfect. Nice little rainbow arch right through the middle of the net. Second one up. That one's off the rim. Rebound out of bounds. Last touched by Rockford Lutheran. That'll allow more time to go off the clock. Excuse me, last touched by the Silver Streaks. It'll belong to Rockford Lutheran. 30-point Gelsberg lead with 40 seconds to go. Right down the lane, Darris all the way up and in. You could see that in his eyes from all the way as he was approaching half court, and nobody came over to stop it. On the left side, Meadows. Dribbling left, back up top to Parks. Tylan steps inside the arc, out, now back in again. Shovel shot up and off the back iron. Rebound Rockford Lutheran, stolen away by Riley Milan. 21 Lutheran turnovers, down low to Stewart. Shot hits the bottom of the rim, poked away by Tylan Parks. In the right corner, 9 seconds. Down low to Kobe, that one's stripped away. Loose ball, here's Lutheran with it. Coming into the front court, spinning away Villafuerte with 1 second to go. And they won't get off a final shot. 75-47, Silver Streaks win to go to 4-0 in the season. Rockford Lutheran finishes 0-5 in the tournament. Post-game show coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. The all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone's talking about. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Yem Auto Group in Galesburg. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. And by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
WGIL, proudly connecting you to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Katie Carlson from WGIL with this community reminder. The Galesburg Salvation Army needs bell ringers. Shifts are available now through Christmas Eve at various locations, and just 2 hours can make a big difference. To find out more, click on community events at WGIL.com.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Local owners, local radio hosts, local news. Find out more anytime at WGIL.com.
The official WGIL forecast calling for a winter storm warning in effect for Sunday from noon until midnight for Knox and Stark counties, from 6 a.m. to midnight for Warren, Henry, Henderson, and Mercer counties, and from 9 a.m. to midnight for Hancock and McDonough counties. Also, a winter weather advisory from noon until midnight on Sunday for Peoria and Fulton counties. 30% chance of rain after midnight tonight, a low near 36. Rain early tomorrow, eventually turning to snow with an accumulation of 3 to 7 inches and a high of 38. Right now, it's 36 degrees at WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds, WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
75-47 the final. Galesburg defeats Rockford Lutheran, and the Silver Streaks go 4-0 in the tournament. They are co-champions along with Danville, which also was presented with a tournament trophy before they hit the road and headed back east. Three Silver Streaks make the all-tournament team, and I don't think it'll be any surprise that Keith Cunningham, Eric Price, and Jalen McCants all were members of the all-tournament team, so congratulations to those three young men and their big roles in getting the Streaks off to a 4-0 start. But none of those three is our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game tonight, Steve.
Quinn Anderson, you know, had a great tournament. He's fast becoming a really important part of this ball club. He's our sixth man. He comes off the bench. He provides stability. He provides ball movement, good defense. He's heady. He can shoot the ball. He can create a shot, at least off the dribble. He's a very valuable guy to have on a ball club like this, and he was solid again tonight, and every time he came to the ball game, we picked up the pace. And he's, because of that, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game tonight.
Quinn finished with a career-high 14, but it was really his play in the second and third quarter at key times, not just points, but some key rebounds and just his shot selection, too. I mean, you tend to shoot well when you take good shots, and Quinn's taking good shots right now, I think.
He makes good decisions. He's a heady player. He knows who he is. He doesn't try to be something that he's not. And all of those things make not only a good basketball player, a good person, a person that's successful. And Quinn's a smart kid, we know that, and he's an intelligent basketball player as well.
Let's take a break here on the post game. We're going to talk with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. And we also have our final numbers to run through as well, team statistics and individual statistics. We'll get to all that when we come back of a 75-47 victory for the Silver Streaks in the postgame show on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Hello, Rob.
When you're driving at
night, it's a big weekend to save at Farm King with weekend-only specials, like 30% off all Wrangler clothes for guys and gals and fleece quarter-zip jackets for the whole family, just $6.99. Check the furniture deals on Saturday and Sunday. $40 off a wood bookcase, $130 off a camouflage sofa, and $30 off a wood cooler. Farm King has great gifts like booster cables, knife and wallet sets, a DeWalt tool storage set, and get your fresh-cut Christmas tree, too, during the weekend deals at Farm King.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
No Mike Reynolds yet in our post game, so let's go ahead and run through our final statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Steve, how about the team numbers?
We continue to shoot the ball beautifully. We were 26 out of 55 for 47%. With a three ball, 12 out of 23, so above 50 again at 52%. We had an outstanding shooting tournament. For the most part, we took good shots, sometimes out of control, but for the most part, in the half court, we took good shots. They were 17 out of 42 for 40% and only 1 out of 10 from beyond the three-point line. We out-rebounded them 25 to 23, and they committed 20 turnovers that led to a number of our baskets.
Wow.
And we took care of the ball pretty nicely in a pretty ragged ball game, only committing 10 turnovers.
And Silver Streaks shot, whoops, I didn't add those up. Let's see, 10 for 13, 11 for 15 from the free throw line. Rockford Lutheran, 7 for 9, 11 for 13 from the free throw line. Individual scoring. Jack Hrezlak led the Crusaders with 12. Zach Darris came off the bench with 9. Logan Villafuerte and Eric Nystrom each finished with 6. Kevin Rice, Brock Goosey with 4. Paul Jalbert, Ethan Watts had 2. Nobody else. Oh, and Tyler Johnson also had 2 late in the game for the Crusaders. For the Silver Streaks, 1, 2, 3, 4 players in double figures. We talked about balance early in the game. Remember that, Steve, how the Streaks had started off very balanced? Here's how it finished up. Keith Cunningham, 15. Quinn Anderson, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, 14. Eric Price, 13. Justin Endoff, 12. Riley Milan, late, with 9. That's pretty good balance.
Yeah, no
win a lot of games doing
no
that.
No substitute for having a number of players be able to put the ball in the basket, because somebody's going to get taken away from you. Yeah, somebody's going to have an off night. The more people you've got able to score, the better things are for you.
Jalen McCants finished with 5. Caleb Meadows with 3. Nick Fields, 2. Mitchell Sampson, Kobe Ramirez, each with 1. 75-47, Streaks win it to go to 4-0. We'll talk with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com.
It's true. I do some of my best car shopping in the middle of the night. Put on my flannel jammies, grab a cup of cocoa, and start weighing my options. To clarify, I'm talking about GalesburgToyota.com. It's a great 24/7 resource to see everything we have on our lot. So when the sun comes up, you know exactly what you want to come test drive. And our market-based pricing makes our car buying experience as straightforward as possible. The price of each pre-owned vehicle is listed right on the website and right in the window. Haggle free. I'm GM Brian Penniman. Buy local, buy with confidence, buy at Galesburg Toyota.
They may as well call it Botox for your house. New siding can turn an outdated home into a total head turner. If you're ready to give your home's exterior a complete overhaul, call the visionaries at Courtright Construction of Oneida. Visit CourtrightConstruction.com, the right choice for your next project.
Missing a minute could cost you big time. Tune in for the Clark Howard Show, weekday mornings at 9 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks win at 75-47 over the Rockford Lutheran Crusaders to go to 4-0 in the tournament. They are the co-champions of the Galesburg Thanksgiving Tournament. Coach Mike Reynolds joins us now in our post-game coaches interview, brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee, as we'll find out what the coach has to say here on WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14. I want to start off talking a little bit about defense here, Coach, because you and I talked about defense in the locker room. But the Goosey kid, I know you guys were really focused on him. 4 points. The only ones he got were at the free throw line. Tell us about the defensive job you did just on him as a strategy.
I thought he played well the entire tournament. You know, he shot the ball really well at Wharton. He came here. He continued to shoot it well. And then, we put a little more length on him and Jalen at the beginning of the game. And then we put a little speed on him later. And I think we I don't know that we wore him out, but, we were able to get him out of his comfort zone.
I know you guys had a lot of respect for what you thought he could run and what he could do with this team.
Absolutely.
How much of that was an impact in the outcome of the score?
Well, I think it slows the game down. You know, we want to play faster, and they want to play slower. And for a while, we were more than willing to play slow. And so we tried a lot of different things that, may not work in every game, whether you do some more trapping or you pick them up full court or three-quarter court. We tried some different things to try to get the tempo of the game going. In turn, we gave up some baskets that we probably wouldn't have given up in half court, but we wanted to see if we could get a little speed going offensively, and finally we're able to do that.
Coach, a lot of balance with our scoring, and I know that you talked about that's something that is really important to us. Quinn Anderson tonight, we named him the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. He comes off the bench for us. He's our sixth man. What do you look for when you're bringing a guy off the bench like Quinn? We haven't had something like that for a while in terms of a guy that's really your sixth starter, so to speak. And our bench has been strong. What are you looking for out of a guy like Quinn and out of our
bench? Well, I mean, I think we do have six starters. I think Quinn is probably one of our most consistent players, most consistent performer. Every time you put him out there, you know what you're going to get. That's what you want in a guy coming off the bench is, he's played over 23, 24, 25 minutes a game, maybe playing the most minutes of anybody almost. We know that when we go in, we're going to get a solid effort. You know, if you have some other guys on the bench, maybe that effort varies, but the productivity. I think his productivity has been solid for a couple of years. He ended last year injured. So I think, the second half of the year when he came back, I don't think we saw the same Quinn as we saw early in the year. And I think he's played extremely well and extremely hard. And, he could have easily been on the all-tournament team too. I was proud of our guys. And it's like anything. If there was four pretty high-level teams here right now that are playing high-level right now. We played Sacred Heart. We'll certainly play Moline a couple times. And come January 19th, Coach Halp reminded me that they'll be back, so we'll get to see that game on January 19th. So hopefully a little rematch of last year when it was an up-and-down affair, an exciting affair. And hopefully that'll be a good one, too.
Let's talk about the third quarter. You want improvement, especially in a tournament. You're trying to get this team ready for conference play next Friday.
Yeah.
It was a really tough third quarter. What are you trying to do to get out of that stop and go and try to get some rhythm back to the game? It's a struggle, I know, but how do you try to manage the game when it gets to be that the way that that was in the third quarter there?
Well, the zone slowed us up a little bit. I mean, we're a free-flowing offensive team, but I thought eventually, we got ourselves rolling, and once that happened, it was kind of all downhill from there. We hit a couple shots. I thought defensively we kind of got the ball going up and down and seemed to finish up pretty good.
Riley Milan helped get that going for you, too. A kid can knock down some shots, can't he?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you saw that on a sophomore level. I think with a lot of young guys that haven't been in varsity practice, they need to figure out how to defend and rebound. But he hasn't forgotten how to shoot, and him or Kylab. So Riley's done it at a high level, and those two for sure later in the year are going to be good for us. And next year and the year after, they're going to be pretty good.
We win another Thanksgiving tournament. We've just been very successful in doing this against a lot of good competition. Now we play next Friday night on the road, where we've had success there against a good Rock Island program.
Yeah, sometimes.
I mean, we've done some good things up there. Where do you see us now, and what do we need to work on this week as we prepare for the first weekend of the Friday conference season?
Well, I think the number one thing is, can we stay engaged defensively for 32 minutes? That was our bugaboo a little bit last year. you know, we would go through 2 or 3 minute stretches where we'd come back and say, God, if we could have those 2 minutes back. Well, that's usually what decides a game, 2 or 3 minutes. So, you know, can we stay engaged defensively the entire game? You know, that would be number one. You know, can we stay engaged on the glass the entire game? And can we kind of slow our turnovers down a little bit? So, you know, we keep slowing, you know, we did better at that. I don't want to say we lose interest, but we lose focus a little when the game gets out of hand. There won't be any games out of hand in the league. You know, there just won't be. It's going to be nip and tuck. It's going to be a fight. We're going to have to play better than we have all week, probably better than we have in practice, to be able to go pull one out at Rock Island.
Final thoughts coming out of these four games. What are you proud of what you've seen from your team, whether it was something you expected or not, either way? What do you feel good about coming out of these?
Well, we've kind of embraced playing a little faster. Sometimes you want to hit your head against the wall when the ball is flying off the wall. But I thought we shared the ball pretty well. I think our assists were higher than they were last year. I mean, we're playing a little faster. We scored the ball awful well. You know, I think we just need to get guys.
Average 80 points a game.
We need to get guys going to the rim. Go to the rim. Don't settle for threes. You know, I think, you know, you watch NBA games and guys hit threes in the first quarter. That's a lot of times fool's gold. You know, you want to go to the rim because, you know, like we were at that first game, you know, you hear some stats. You've seen a team like Iowa has shot way more free throws than the other team, you know, made more free throws than the other team attempting. We're probably similar to that, too. We just want to continue to drive that gap, drive the rim, and be able to be good enough to kick it out once it gets there.
Congratulations on a great start this weekend, Coach.
All right. Thanks, Brad.
Three players on the all-tournament team as well. Once again, Keith Cunningham, Eric Price, and Jalen McCants. As the coach alluded to, Rock Island is the first conference game that will be on the road next Friday night. Steve, thanks for your help as always. Look forward to seeing you there.
It's a pleasure, Brad. Looking forward to a big season.
Yep, indeed. 4-0 is the start after the Streaks sweep their games here in the Galesburg Thanksgiving Tournament. For Sean McCutcheon in the downtown studios, for the Hall of Famer man to my right, Steve Cheeseman, I'm Brad Binowitz. Have a great rest of your holiday weekend, and we'll see you next Friday at Rock Island. Good night from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.